Not many. The dog got fleas, so I got both, quite a lot of fleas.
You know, I said that down home the other day. They asked me about whether or not I thought you could be reelected. I said, well, you got a lot of problems. Some of the polls don't look good right now. If I had a dog that had as many fleas as he's got problems, I wouldn't think it'd even survive. Now, you say you haven't got as many problems.
Not quite as many.
You've had a matter down there on your desk, and everybody keeps telling everybody else for me to call you. On this marketing order, milk marketing order deal, is it on your mind? Have you seen it?
No. They talked to me 2-3 weeks ago before I went home, I think.
Well, I think Freeman sent you over some memorandum on it, and Charlie Shue sent you one, and hell, you take
it. Yeah, Freeman pointed up, gave us some figures, and I had Freeman in, I guess 3 weeks ago with Pearson, who's a boy handler on our staff, a very good boy, and he...
I want you to get some mileage out of this thing.
They went over it, and Freeman's figures were way off according to what... I guess it was Shultz. Shultz was on vacation. We took it up... I asked him to clear it. He came back and said it's going to cost between 100 and 200 million. I forgot.
Well, let me tell you this. You talk to him further about it because he's not going to do it. Freeman's figures are actually high to begin with. It will cost in this calendar year around $20 million more money. But bear in mind that you are adding to the cost, or that we, not you, but we are adding to the cost this year because of this excessive import of milk that you've stopped for next year.
Yeah, point it out.
My thought is, and I don't know, nobody knows, you can take figures and do anything with them, looks like, that even with this 50-cent increase that they're talking about, the cost in the calendar year 1968 is not going to be any more, if as much, as it is in 1967. Now, it's going to run around $400 million this year to support milk. It will not be more than that, according to the figures I've got. This good man that you got the University of California to let you keep in the Department of Agriculture, George Marans, thinks that the Department of Agriculture figures on production could be off as much as 2 million. That is excessive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his opinion, and I talked to Freeman today just before he left. He thinks his figures may be even high. He's inclined to believe that the figures are somewhere between his and what the milk people themselves have presented. Now, if the milk people's figures are right, this thing wouldn't cost over about a half in 69 what it's costing in 67. Somewhere between that, I think, and the 400 million is where the figure lies, rather than over the 400 million. Now, here's what I'm thinking about. There are not many dairy farmers in my state, but you know there are an ungodly number of them up in Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin up through there. And your wife's out there, going out there. Freeman is going with her. There's nothing in the world that would be better if you at the White House made the announcement while they're there, or let them make it out there, that you're going to go along, that you are recommending this. Because you realize that they've had increased costs, we've got to have a steady supply of milk or something like that. And it is dropping. It is, there's no doubt about it, in the long run it's dropping. And these fellows have been down there and visited with you, you know, when Staley was there.
Yeah.
And this gives them something to crow and talk about at a time, I think, when we need it in the farm belt.
Well, I just got a Barry Pudgett director. He spent, I guess, 3 hours with me yesterday and another hour today. And he's just scraping, he's making Interior take 29, and he's making somebody else taking so-and-so, and they just tell him he can't, so he had me call him on the telephone personally.
I know your problem.
Tell each one of them to do it, and he just says, that he's confident this will run between 150 and 200 million more by taking the action than it would by not taking it.
I don't know about that. That may be, but what is the base?
He says we're already running over, way over what we estimated for this year. And I assume that he feels that we are right. I think he agrees with Freeman that under the order, that we barring imports,
that's 120 million.
That'll help there. But he still thinks that if I take this action, I do two things. He says you raise the price of milk 2 cents a gallon, 2 cents a quart or a gallon, whatever it is, to every child in the country, and said they'll just murder you.
Now, we're
saying raising a baby's price of milk.
Now, he's wrong about that because they went ahead.
He said, that's right. But he says that that's not going to hold.
It can't hold,
and that my action will have the effect it done. And in some places, they haven't gone ahead. And where they haven't, it would raise it. And he said, that's the first thing. He said, the second thing is you've got to cut Freeman $400 million in order to get our $2 billion civilian. We're going to try to cut in the neighborhood of $2 billion from all the civilian agencies. And if we can, when we get our military bill, we're going to look at every expenditure we make. It's not really connected with a war. If it's a band or if it's an installation or something, it just doesn't have to be. Even though it's desirable, or if it's some kind of construction, we may be building a barracks over Charleston, South Carolina, or San Antonio, Texas. And we're going to comb every damn thing we can to try to, when we count with our PCs, because they had been taken out of the House, and I was talking to the House members. When we take our PCs and our pay bill, we're going to try to get enough savings to mount up to our $7 billion that we ask in taxes.
Now here, you've got, don't let them mislead you either down there or frighten you about this thing. That $29 billion figure, you know, I use, but it's predicated on a hell of a lot of contingencies. Right now, I'd say, if there wasn't anything done, you don't have to be out a heck of a lot more on it, man. Your deficit's going to be around $17 billion, not $29 billion.
Well, you've got $4 billion. Well, it's assuming that we get the PCs, that'll take the two off. We wanted 51-36 today.
That assumes that, yeah.
And assume we don't get any increases in any of those things. We'll get a little in the pay bill. And assume that we don't go over the $4 billion with defense.
And no part of it can be absorbed.
And that no part of it before that $4 billion. The way I figure it, it will be, that'll be three, it'll be 26. It'll be 26 is where I figure our deficit will be.
Well, I've talked to Charlie, talked to him last, yesterday afternoon, way late. I've talked to him again today. You talk to him now about this thing. There's no need of us scaring each other to death about this thing, because if we can cut like you're talking about doing, and we can get you any kind of a tax bill.
If you just get us some appropriation bills, you'll kill. I had the leadership down this morning. I said, I've got three of them, and I've already acted on them. I've got them down.
Here's the trouble with that now. If we don't pass these damn appropriation bills and get them down there to you before November, and that may be the case.
They're hanging around there. You've got agriculture that's been there all this year.
I know it. But we put you in an awful bind to get a 10% reduction if you've got to do 10% out of the last 6 months of a fiscal year.
We don't have to do that. If it went till next year, it'd be different. But we've told them all, beginning when I started briefing these congressmen. I briefed every Democratic congressman, 50 Republicans, and I've said to each one of the cabinet officers and each one of the independent agencies, here's what I'm briefing and here's what I'm saying. I'm going to make it stand up. I never made a promise I don't stand up. And I said this, that if I count the PCs, which is phony bookkeeping, which we all know, but you got to count it. If they don't allow it, it damn sure adds to your budget, to your deficit. If we count the PCs and that pay bill that you're going to pass, put those three with it, I'll get more in my cut than we get in taxes. And that's what I pledge to do, and I've told them all to hold back to try to see that that's done. And that's going to be done.
Well, you've done it already, then, what I was concerned about.
Yes, sir. I've told every cabinet officer, and I've told every independent agency. I've had them in, I've met with them, and I'm meeting with them again tomorrow. I've met with them every 10 days since this thing's been going on. Now, we're just saying exactly what we said in the briefing. I'm going to match your tax bill.
All right, now, here, if you'll do that. We've got...
Now, don't ask me how, don't ask me where. I may have to match more of it. I may match it where Mendel may not like it. But I'm going to match that tax bill if I get my PCs and my pay bill.
All right, now here. You've got two groups out here. You got one group of members, and they constitute some 240, 250 members. Let's say that they're not for a tax bill.
Yeah.
And Joe Fowler's got the names.
Yeah.
You can show them.
Yeah,
Two things, primarily. One thing, they're both excuses. One is we got to have some reduction in spending.
Yeah.
Another is we got to do something about some of these loopholes. Now, Joe and I can figure, at least I can, the answer on some of this loophole stuff without upsetting anybody or doing any harm to anybody and pick up some $2 or $3 billion in the process. And what I'm thinking about is this, if the rest of the people are going to have to pay...
Well, I don't know about that. I couldn't match that if you gave me what...
No, you don't have to do that. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. You just put this down your pencil. On the basis of my tax message to y'all, I have agreed that I will undertake the obligation in cooperation with the Congress. I'm going to talk to them before I actually put them into effect. But I will undertake... on defense and on every expenditure we've got, civilian and everything else, if I can count my PCs and my pay bill as $3 billion, I'm going to match the tax bill that I sent up. I don't want to know if you added another one and took $3 or $4 billion on top of it. I couldn't, but on this, I'm going to do it if we just have to stop anything.
Yeah.
For instance, the Disorders Commission came in for, I've forgotten how much, and I just cut them in half right on the beginning. I said, this is my commission. I don't have to give this, and I'll just allow you half of it. Otto Kerner's investigating, but they're right in the three big bills that I need right now are real close. Independent officers being debated today. The PC's already been to settle, and we ought to get it passed tomorrow. If George Mahon will walk over there and accept these amendments, as he's going to try to do, we'll get the independent officers, we can get HEW, we can get agriculture. They're the only ones that really count. We know what we're going to do with space. We've already told them to go ahead and do it. I looked over everything we could in space, and I told him I'd cut him 600, and I'd cut him 400 more. And you go on and take it out. George said, okay. And I said, I'll say to everybody that I told you it's satisfactory.
And you wrote a letter.
Yes, sir. Now, that's going to be, I'm going to take these under any savings we make like that. I'm going to count, of course. And but I will have, by the time you get your bill finished there to send to the president, I'll have all of these, and you all will be down here wanting me to restore them.
I won't be.
Well, I know, but the Congress will be.
Oh, huh? Sure,
but
be.
These 242 that won't do a tax bill, I'm going to do it. I spent all morning this morning just begging the Senate not to add $3 billion to my poverty bill.
I know it.
I got Mansfield. He said he talked to Dirksen, but they passed it out of the committee 11-1, adding $3 billion. And so I think that the House has got to call attention to the Senate adding these things of that type.
From your experience out here, though, in the House and Senate both, you know that every one of these, like my old JPs in White County, when I was county judge, they always fatten the damn thing and try to get it by your Bureau of the Budget and Congress, too. There's always a little bit of extra in these things that they can dig out when the type comes along.
See, I like to be a good, sound fiscal man. I want to be. I try awful hard to be. But I got screwed on, I guess, on all these computers they put around. They put some in Austin, they put some in Chicago, New York, and they guessed 14, and then they underguessed it, and everybody gave them hell. So they guessed 16, and then they underguessed it, and they gave them hell some more. And then the next time they moved it up to 19, and then, by God, we got all the honest ones in during that windfall period of 2 or 3 years there, and then it dropped back to 14, and my income just went to hell.
That hurts.
And I think it was because, or they think it's because of just those people that hadn't been paying taxes started paying them.
Tell Gardner to stand pretty close touch with this situation. Frankly, I think business is getting rosy-cheeked again.
Yes, sir.